welcome back to Big Iron 2020. We're here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on the road at the Legacy Seeds booth at Big Iron. And Jim Lund joins us of Legacy Seed. Thanks for being our host again.
Hey, thanks. It's been a pretty good show. I'm having had a good time. Steady crowd here. And yes, here it is. I went over to get some food and Big J's Barbecue. They're out of macaroni and cheese. He delivered it personally right here.
Smoke them if you got them. They're good.
Big J's out of Rossi. There's an ad for him.
All right.
Thanks.
Good stuff. Yeah. All right.
Well. So here we are. We're like southwest of the food court, so I've been smelling good food all day, and I'm thinking about this guy's this brisket mac and cheese, so he brought it over.
That sounds good.
Yep.
Super stuff. We have had, as I sit here, listen to the background noise. That's a people mover. That's an aluminum, about a 40, you probably get 60 or 80 people on that thing, pulled by a tractor. We've got golf carts. We have iron all over. We've had a train whistle go by. We've had a helicopter fly over. We've got every kind of iron out here.
There's a lot of iron. It's definitely a golf cart. You see a lot more traffic that way this year, because I've always been inside, so I missed all this before, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's been steady. I've seen a lot of guys come through there. Talked to one guy, said he was been here for 40 years. And I didn't know the first Big Iron was actually not called Big Iron. It was actually over by Castleton, you said, or west of here.
The very first year, 1980, it was at the NDSU Agronomy Seed Farm.
Wow, there. Yeah.
A wheat stubble field. Because it was, and they quickly outgrew it in 1 year, moved it into the fairgrounds. So
I remember when it was in single digits, I think. I can't remember coming with my dad one time, but 1980, I'd have been three, so I missed it.
Okay, all right.
That ages me.
But you came in the 90s when you were in high school. Huh?
Yep. That was a good time. We'd call in a sick day and come out here and check out the new iron.
And learned a lot.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, got an A-plus on iron on that day in school. So, well, let's talk about some of the varieties that you have. You've got some bales here.
We'll be here for the next 2 days. So we got this contest. You can guess the weight of the bale. If you can visualize it, folks, we got four by four by eight square bales here of Legacy's L457 alfalfa. It smells great. It looks great. And we got one we weighed, and we'll give away a prize or maybe a couple of prizes to those who guess close to the weight.
All right. And you win the bale or what?
No. You can win either a alfalfa, a bag of alfalfa, a bag of corn, or I'd even actually give the bale away.
All right.
To the right guy. You got to come pick it up yourself, though.
Okay. All right.
Are you in four friends or five friends or whatever?
Yeah. And bring a trailer, because the pickup won't quite hold it.
I'm a salesman. We can talk. We can make it work.
Make a deal. Yep. With Jim Lund, Legacy Seed. You guys have had a busy summer, and you had a kind of a plot tour. You had a plowing contest last Friday night.
Oh, yeah, the boys. That was pretty cool. You kind of missed these cab tractors. You missed what happens outside the wind, the dust, the smell of the exhaust, when the tractor's working.
Smell of the earth, yeah.
One guy claims, he said, the exhaust smells different when the tractor's really working versus when it's just coasting or whatever. And I didn't notice that before, but yeah, looking back now, yeah. We used to plow a little bit when I was a kid with an open cab tractor, so.
Yeah, and it also seemed like you were plowing faster at night, especially after midnight. Between midnight and 3 a.m., the tractor just was going faster.
Yep, that's true.
I don't know why, but it would,
the cooler air, and it would compress more energy into that cylinder head, and that's a true story.
Oh, science involved. Oh, okay, now I understand. All right.
I'm very leery because I know just enough to get in trouble, and there's probably a lot of you guys out there in your shops that could go, no, that's not right, Lund. So, but yeah, that's a proven fact.
All right. So you had a big plowing contest there in Alice, and that was kind of fun.
That was fun. We got to do that again.
All right.
There was crawlers and three-bottom plows and a one-bottom plow, and it's kind of neat, too, because I suppose this summer you just don't have the, at least myself, haven't been out as much, so it's neat seeing the neighbors and stuff.
And that's the function of Big Iron, get together with everybody and just, it's a social event.
It's been a great show today, too. It just feels a little bit like, thank goodness the NFL's back on the TV and the baseball's been on this summer. And with Big Iron, too, it just feels like a little bit of normalcy back in a guy's day-to-day.
But, there are more people at Big Iron today than there were at any NFL game last weekend.
It's been a pretty good crowd here, too. It's down a little bit, but it's still pretty steady. I mean, it's, what, 254. I just went and grabbed dinner about, or went over to order dinner about 10 minutes ago. So.
And you had it delivered. Pretty cool. So, as we start going through the harvest here, guys are going to be analyzing what they like and didn't like, and I guess that's important to do, right?
There's stuff we could visit. If you guys come through here and want me to come out and see you, we could visit. I got some data on the different soybeans of the last couple years or the last year showing how the things stacked up. And I know there's talked about different traits, especially the soybeans harvest is starting. I heard up by Minot, I seen a picture they're going on a 01 or 02 maturity. Up by Langdon, I think a 005 is coming off today, according to Rockin' Rodney Agnes out there driving around. And so you're thinking about next year with the different traits. And I honestly, I got some information that shows it's a lot closer than what a guy thinks. I averaged all the yield trials from NDSU and SDSU and U of M. And actually it's about 50-50 between Enlist and Extend if you averaged all the entries per trait. And if you added LLGT in there, it's about a one-third, 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 literally. I was surprised. I didn't think it was that close, but numbers, you know, facts don't lie.
What is the determining factor on what works? Is it soil type or agronomics or how they're feeding the plant?
Well, I guess, you know, it depends on what a farmer likes. It's based on how their crop rotation is and weed control issue. I think the opportunity is really there for anybody to go and step forth and feel comfortable in what you're working with. There's the, you know, that we've advanced every year. So last year, it was 2019, we had some great lines. And every year, we just like a football team or baseball team, we pick and roll and rebuild and add new stuff. The Enlist lineup, the 08s, the 10s, the 06, were about a bushel and a half gain. That was a big jump across the board, though, versus last year's material. LLGT, there's a new 06 that we got that is just a rock star. I mean, for its maturity, it's going to be, it shows, and it looks like on the trials this year, if I could judge by looking, not, you know, don't got the harvest yet, but it's going to be rivaling 08 and 09 material. So we're really moving ahead. You can just keep raising the bar up.
Yeah.
We always figured on beans, you're gaining 3 to 4 tenths of a bushel per year, which isn't much, but if you think that we're talking about a 35, 40 bushel crop, that's almost, what is that, one, I guess a couple tenths, or a 10%, I suppose you'd say.
Yeah.
Not 10%, but, so we're steadily moving ahead. You know, half a bushel is $4.50 an acre, so we keep progressing.
Yeah.
Corn, it's like 7 bushels an acre is your genetic gain per year.
So. Right, yeah.
And I mean, sorry, 3 bushels an acre per year, sorry. But I did track it on my own farm, and over 7 years, yeah, you bumped up about 20 bushels with the varieties because we just keep advancing.
Yeah, the seed technology, the geneticists and the breeders, they're breeding
we got a lot of
yield into it. Huh?
We got a lot of smart guys. We're a lot of hard workers out here, and we just, yeah, try to keep getting better.
Yeah. So we've got salt-tolerant alfalfa. This would be for the guys up in northeast North Dakota, around Langdon, where salty soil is a major issue.
Yeah, a lot of us out there, we're looking at this certain part of ground. You're like, you know what, I just don't, even the guys who don't have cattle are going, I don't get nothing out of there. I plant my beans or corn at spot, and I fertilize it, and I get, you know, don't get my return, so I should put it in something else. Well, we've come a long way with alfalfa. It can take salty soils, and we've bred our stuff literally from North Dakota soil. We went out and grabbed a bunch of that salty black dirt, and you'd take all the whole, a lot of lines. We'd go out there and select for what grew better, and just natural selected to get to the lines we got now, and then we'd cross them and work with them to get ones that not only can produce well in the salt, but produce well even on good ground. So we got this one that's called Regent Salt, Regent S, and it was bred from North Dakota soil, and it will rival yields of current conventional lines. It's not probably the elite to the elite for yield, but it's probably right in there. And it's kind of neat. What happens is alfalfa, like a legume, it can take up the salt. It doesn't get sick, and it exudes it out the root. It pushes the salt out the root and takes the water up. And I got a sample here of root to look at to show you how that thing kind of does that.
Yeah, the root is covered in salt crystals.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Amazing stuff. All right, so, well, one of the, plus you got silage corn, you got all kinds of, you got the big alfalfa bales all over, so a good reason to come on out to Big Iron tomorrow.
Yeah, if you park on the, we're on the west side, we're on the very western edge.
Follow your nose to Legacy Seed.
Yeah, actually, that's one compliment, too, with the alfalfa bales here is that good-smelling hay.
Yeah, that it is. All righty. Well, again, thank you for being our host here. And we got two more days. I said it before this hour. Folks, don't take this for granted. This is the only farm show in pretty much the world this year. So get on out here tomorrow and Thursday and enjoy Big Iron. Jim, and stop by the Legacy Seeds booth.
Yep, come see us.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.